to worship my God.
Worship my God.
For when I exalt him,
hell trembles.
Oh God, you are worthy of praise. We glorify your name, oh God. We know that there is only one true God. And we serve you, oh God. Hallelujah. You've changed us. You've saved us, oh God. You've turned our lives around, oh God. And you continually pour into us, causing us to leave the things of this world behind. From glory to glory to glory. Change me, oh God. Continue to move within me, oh God. Renew my mind, oh Lord Jesus. My soul will my come in groups of two, usually when people come to talk to you about God, I guess they're trying to follow the principles of the scripture two by two. And she began to tell me, do you know Jesus? And at first I was going to tell her, look, I don't have any time. But I'm like, yeah, I know Jesus. So we began to dialogue. It seemed that she was on point. She was reading right from the scripture. And I was very clear. I said, please don't tell me that God is a woman. Please don't tell me to worship Mary. Are we okay? She goes, yes. And then I began to tell her, well, do you believe in Jesus Christ? You believe, you know, your sins forgiven? And I began to just repeat the gospel. She said, yes, yes, yes. But her issue was that we needed to worship the Lord on Saturday instead of Sunday. And I said, I'm going to sit here and debate if I'm going to worship God on Saturday or Sunday. Truly, I worship God every day. And I said, if you're going to go around the mall and you're going to go around preaching about Jesus, forget about the day for now. There's so many lost souls in this building right now. Go and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and minister the truth of the word of God. If you really call yourself a Christian, go and minister the gospel truth and let people's hearts be changed and converted. She kind of agreed and kind of walked away because she knew I wasn't going to let it go. So she said, okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. She was walking away. I said, go and run, but run with the gospel. Let not this be a debate about what day you worship God on, what kind of food you're going to eat, what do I wear? Do I wear skirts? Do I wear pants? Do I put on makeup? Do you know Jesus? Worship him. Hallelujah. It was a great encounter. My husband kind of visited the table. He goes, I came to rescue you. I said, I don't need any rescue. It was all good. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you. truth. Scripture says don't get caught up in discussions and arguments and debates over silliness while people are dying.